Welcome. You are listening to Living, Loving and Learning, the blog and podcast on SolomonArrow.com.
Friend, your faith must be rooted in intimacy with the Lord because it is about your relationship with Him. Get close to Him so that He always directs your steps in all that you do and wherever you go. Hello there. My name is Solomon Arrow. And I am delighted to have you listening in. Today, I am speaking on the topic, Faith, a Place of Rest, Part 1. Some years ago, while living in Port Harcourt, my son was very young then. We both took a walk down the main road off from our street to make some purchases. It was early in the evening. And the sun was going down. As we walked along the road, some youth were ahead, gathered and chatted on the same side of the road and were coming along. Getting to where they were, one of them raised their hand to strike my son by the side. Instinctively, I raised my hands against his, effectively blocking the young man's hands from reaching my son. We then moved on as though nothing had happened. If we were having a conversation, it just continued. However, what caught my attention was the fact that my son was unmoved. He did not even flinch because he believed in his dad's presence. He rested in that presence. Faith is simple. It is as simple as childlike. Is. Anything more complex than that could be something else, but definitely not faith. Then Jesus called the little child to him, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Assuredly I say to you, unless you are converted and become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." I promise you that you cannot get into God's kingdom unless you accept it the way a child does. Having faith is being in a place of rest. We can define that place of rest as peaceful confidence. When we have faith in God, we have confidence in Him and His Word. We also have confidence in His presence and character, that is, in the fact that He is faithful and just. Faith is beyond mere mental assent. It is active. It is told of Smith Wigglesworth that he would often declare, "Faith is a act." You cannot say you have faith and be passive. Also, faith is an attitude. It is a mindset. It is the disposition of one's spirit. It is the attitude of one's heart with which a person approaches God and the things that pertain to Him. There are certain ways in which faith acts, always expressed. Here, we look at speaking, confidence and quietness, and active expression, which James describes as walks, when he said, "Faith without walks is dead." Speaking is the primary means by which faith is acted. Do you believe it in your heart? Then say it with your mouth. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, "I believed, and therefore I have spoken." We also believe and therefore speak. Anyone who says he has faith must express it in words. Words that are the words of God or that are in agreement with His word and character. By faith, we declare with our mouth that we are saved. We confess we are the redeemed of the Lord. Speaking about all He has done for us. By faith, we declare our position and provision in Christ. We declare what we believe to other people. If you believe in Christ Jesus, then you must tell others. You cannot have faith in Jesus and be ashamed of Him, quietly trudging along to heaven. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. And what is God's living message? It is the revelation of faith for salvation, which is the message that we preach. If you publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will experience salvation. The heart that believes in Him receives the gift of the righteousness of God. And then the mouth confesses, resulting in salvation. For the scriptures encourage us with these words: everyone who believes in Him will not be disappointed. If you believe what God's word says concerning any situation or circumstance you might be facing, declare the word. Use God's word to overturn the counsel of the enemy. We began our walk with God by faith, and it is by the same faith that we maintain it and progress in it. For in the gospel, the righteousness which God ascribes is revealed, both springing from faith and leading to faith, disclosed through the way of faith that arouses to more faith. As it is written, the man who through faith is just and upright shall live, and shall live by faith. It is God's word we declare when we speak in faith. If we speak our own ideas or the ideas of others, we become presumptuous. We must not be arrogant to presume that our opinions and ways will get us to the Lord's desired place for us. Speaking in faith must be the product of trusting in the Lord with all of our heart. That is, trusting Him completely. We do not rely on our own opinions, but upon Him to guide us in all decisions we make. Friend, your faith must be rooted in intimacy with the Lord, because it is about your relationship with Him. Get close to Him so that He always directs your steps in all that you do and wherever you go. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. As believers, we are called to walk from the place of rest. Walk by faith, for the just shall live by faith. See you next time in part 2 of Faith, a Place of Rest. Thank you. Do not forget to keep living, loving, and learning.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Solomon Aro is an author, pastor, teacher, and speaker whose passion it is to help people become what God desires them to be and through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, fulfill His plan and purpose for their lives. You can contact Solomon through his website, www.solomonaro.com.